of hope to all of us. Because sometimes we feel that if God loves us and we love Him in return and we ask Him for something, why does He wait so long? So the message of hope, if we could imagine just two sisters and their beloved brother is sick and they are sending a message to God, whom they know from previous experiences that He loves them and loves their family, and ask Him, the one you love is sick. If we could imagine the feelings of a sister or two sisters beside their brothers who is in bed, sick, cannot move, his condition deteriorating, and then they are waiting, hoping and hoping. With every minute passes, they feel that the hope is less and less. And then he passed away, so their hope is almost, there is no hope. The same feelings of a centurion who went once to Christ and he told him, my son is dying, and my daughter is dying. And so hurry up, please, and let us catch her before she dies. And then in the way, they told him, don't bother the teacher, she's already dead. Christ told him, do not be worried, just believe. And we know that the rest of the story, that he told them that she's not dead, they mocked him and they said, no, we know, we washed her, we put her in the coffins and we are sure that she's dead. And when he entered, he took only the father and the mother and he told her, and she arose and they gave her, Christ gave her to her parents. But here, as time passes by, many of us, we lose hope. In spite that this is a test of our faith and our belief, do we really trust or not? An hour after hour, a day after day, and in the condition of Lazarus, we can imagine that maybe he will come now. Now we are going to the funeral. Maybe he will come now. Now we are putting him in the grave. Maybe he will show up now. He didn't. And then they closed the tomb and they put the stone. With closing the tomb, I think that every hope is gone to them. And this is why it is a message of hope for us, that even if we feel that our condition is impossible in the hand of God, or God can do nothing about it, He is God. A day passed, 2 days passed, 3 days passed, and the fourth day, He told the disciples, let us go. And you know the story. And He went. Martha told Him the word, Lord, if you're here, if you were here, my brother would not die. He told her, only believe. And this is the first thing we have to think about it. If you want to have hope in Christ, you cannot have hope without faith. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? It is the rule. So even if we have loss of hope because of long time, even if we have multiple trials and we failed one time after the other, even if it is both long time and multiple trials and we couldn't, and we feel that we are in square number one, we couldn't move forward at all. Today, our Lord is the Lord of life, the Holy God. He is the one, when He meets with death, He has authority over death. He is our Creator. So anything in our life which makes us depressed, losing hope, feeling lonely, this is the message that He is Christ. So the answer of losing hope is believe. Third point is see the glory of God. We don't know exactly how God could be glorified in our weaknesses or in our sins or in our mistakes, because at a point we feel that these weaknesses, sins and mistakes are like the coffin. It is wrapped and it is getting very tight around us, so that sometimes we feel that we are dead. We are like slaves. We are not able even to move or to have our freedom back, as if Satan is dragging us wherever he wants, and we don't have any strength in will to be able to resist. And this is why when God said, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. If you would believe, you would see the glory of God. So the message is, we have to review our trust and our faith and our belief in Christ, because we are lacking hope because our faith is weak. We are lacking strength because our faith is weak. We are lacking the ability to change our life or for Christ to change us because our faith is very weak. The basics is our faith. Where is our faith? And then the meeting between life and death. Lazarus, a symbol of death, and Christ is the true life. When they meet together, it's a word from the mouth of God. Lazarus, come forth. When he said these things, he cried with a loud voice and said, Lazarus, come forth. An order. Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus, rise. Lazarus, leave what you were in and come to the new life I'm inviting you. Lazarus, leave all the tomb, the darkness, all the wraps around you, all the chains around your neck, all the slavery signs and all the death in which is working in your body, which is eating out of your cells, come forth. And then the very nice word which our Lord said, and I think the church took the word absolution when the priest say the absolution at the end of the confession. Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. Loose him. The last step is, if we really believe in God, if we really have hope in Him, if we really are confessing that we are in a state that we cannot change anything in ourselves, and we are lacking the word of God just to order to say, come forth, the last thing is to come to the priest in confession and to complete your repentance, to hear from him this word, loose him. You are loosened. As if I was tied, and the priest in confession or in the absolution at the end of the confession, he is loosing the ropes, loosing the chains, loosing the sins which was making me as a slave or as a dead person to rise again. And this is the message of hope, that everything is done for us. Your sin is taken away. Darkness is taken away. Christ is able to give you new life, giving you the holiness, his holiness, when he is offering his body and his blood for us to share. And what we are all just have to do is just repent, confess your sin, and all are gone. This is why we are all invited to have this strong faith, in order to enjoy the hope that is open. There is no place for depression. There is no place for losing hope. Maybe I lose hope in myself, but I cannot lose hope in Christ, because he is mighty God. And what is needed is just to tell us by our name, Lazarus, come forth. Then he came out, and then he said, loose him and let him go. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.